T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We'll start out the 3 o'clock hour here, I guess, with Alejandro Solana and some headlines.
I do, guys. These headlines...
You do what?
They are brought to...
You do what?
I do have some headlines.
No one was asking if you had headlines. I said, we'll start out this hour with Alejandro Solana and headlines. And you said, I do.
I could have sworn it must have cut out there for a quick second. Because what I heard was, does Alejandro Solana have some headlines?
He's blaming you.
I'm not blaming you.
Tom, our engineer, just looked at us. He goes, is he blaming me?
No, I'm not blaming you.
Alejandro,
I mean, don't forget.
Do you have headlines?
Don't forget, I'm on remote as well, and I'm being talked to by our production crew, Steven, back at the station. So, it just cut out for a quick second.
Steven's fault.
All right.
No, it's not Steven's fault.
All right. Ryan McGuire's fault. Let's be honest.
These headlines, they're brought to you by Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores, truly steps beyond convenience. So, the Milwaukee Bucks, thanks to a Giannis 50-burger, win the NBA Finals in Game 6. They win 4 straight games in a row. The Suns and 4 guy, he's putting up 4 for how many games Phoenix lost in a row in the NBA Finals.
We lost our bets. We had Milwaukee to win the series in 7 games, so we needed Phoenix to win yesterday. They did not. And then we had last night, if you were listening to the show, we bet largest in-game lead would be over 16.5. And in the second quarter, it was 13.
And who was it? The Bucks missed like 2 in a row.
Yeah,
it would have been 17.
Milwaukee had a 13-point lead. They had the ball, came down, shot a 3, which they missed. That would have made it 16. Came back, got a stop against Phoenix, brought the ball back down, took a basket shot, like a 2, which would have put us over the 17.5, missed that. And then Phoenix went on a big run. And so 13 was as close as we got to over 16.5.
Giannis Antetokounmpo, he celebrated the NBA championship today by ordering a 50-piece in honor of his 50-burger in Game 6 at Chick-fil-A. During the Chick-fil-A drive-thru, you can hear the audio or watch the video on his Twitter account.
Yeah.
How did he wake up for breakfast?
You think he's gone to sleep?
No, I'm saying if you win a championship, don't you go party and have a good time?
That's what I'm not even kidding you. It's what makes him so special and unique to me is, who was it? Was it Dallas in Miami that first year, Solana, where they were all partying all night? You know, all you saw was the nightclub video of Dallas in Miami.
Yeah. They bought like a $50,000 bottle of champagne at Liz.
Yes. And I just, again, not that they didn't party last night. I'm sure they did. But, man, you just, compare and contrast that with Giannis ordering a 50-piece nuggets at the drive-thru, driving his own car. Like, I just love the guy. I just love it.
He needs somebody to teach him how to celebrate. Chick-fil-A?
That's my kind of
celebration,
Jack.
Partying, man, seeing some wiggles and some shaky booties.
My kind of celebration. I'd be hitting Stuckies, and then I'd be hitting Whataburger. And, I would hit the whole
I'd be out till 5 a.m. after losses. Look, guys, we got through this game. Let's go party. Come on, man. You the damn MVP of the finals.
Funny. Somebody suggests via text that I ask Saban if he would clean my flaps if I got morbidly obese.
Please don't.
I have a running question with Crowder. Tom, the engineer, looks at me quizzically. Hold on, 305.
It's 305.
Dale.
Bless. Dale.
I watch these shows, Tom, like My 600-Pound Life, and I see these people, they get so fat that they can't get out of bed, and it looks somewhat appealing to me to have people bring you food and
yes.
Watch all your TV shows. There's all the streaming services, but the only negative is that your flaps grow over your own skin. Someone needs to pull them up and clean under there so you don't get sores. And I always ask Crowder, would you, you know, my wife obviously would either no longer be with me, or she'd have to be traveling for work to make money. And so I ask Crowder all the time, would you come over and clean under my flaps if I was having a painful moment?
Hell no.
And he says, hell no. So maybe I'll ask Saban if I lay that out.
Did they cut out again, Steve?
Yeah, it sounds like they cut out again, man.
Good, because I actually had a take, and Hawk went into his flaps thing there. But regarding the actual ending of the finals yesterday, I was going to interject during the headlines with this point anyways, and I might as well fire this off. It was so anticlimactic what happened yesterday. The Bucks win the NBA Finals, and it was kind of obvious they were going to win, so you did see Giannis trying to hype up the crowd a little there. As they were shooting free throws with just a couple seconds left on the clock. The game's over. Like, Chris Paul, Devin Booker, they know that the game's over. But when the actual buzzer sounds, there's zeros all across the time in the stadium. Like, the fans didn't seem to be as loud as I expected them to. I mean, think about it. This is the first championship now with fans actually allowed in the stadium. And the Bucks in general, like, didn't celebrate. You think back to 06, right? The Miami Heat winning their first ever NBA championship. Dwayne Wade catching the rebound with top hawk and cry. Let me just finish my point
it's
here
so
really quickly.
So great if you were talking about Tua and his unfair treatment in the media.
Why'd you go back to your bread and butter, baby?
No, but seriously, like, did you guys not feel like the celebration yesterday? The clock strikes zero, triple zeros. And, like, the Bucks, it was just so anticlimactic. I remember Dwayne Wade catching the rebound, iconic, first championship in 06, throwing the ball up, James Posey, Antoine Walker running down to the opposite baseline, yelling at the Mavs fans. LeBron James, Dwayne Wade with the clock striking zero, jumping up and down to Power by Kanye West. Like, those are just iconic moments for a champ for champions. And yesterday, they win the championship, and, like, the crowd is kind of hype, but not really. And Giannis is, I don't know what Giannis is doing. The only one that was crying was PJ Tucker. Like, it was so anticlimactic, the whole thing. And then the trophy presentation. The crowd, they're just not into it. Hey, Milwaukee, lamest city. Lamest city after what I saw yesterday.
Wow. I know what you're saying. It wasn't like this unbelievable on-court celebration. But are we really, when they had 60,000 people outside, are we really going to declare today Milwaukee the lamest sports city in the nation?
Lamest sports city in the nation. And look, Crowder, that's why Giannis had to go to Chick-fil-A, because he couldn't be out at Story until 6, 7 in the morning.
You know what? He might have a point. Everything there closed at midnight.
Sure.
They had nowhere to go.
Yep.
Wait for Chick-fil-A on a
Tuesday night. On a Tuesday night, nothing's open past 10:30 in Milwaukee. Nothing.
Fair enough.
Yeah. You know what? I do agree with it. Inside the arena might have been a little lame.
Yeah.
But they were wide open out there in the parking lot.
I mean, that was as big a public party as you will ever witness.
All right, guys. Tonight, the Marlins will play the Nationals. 7:05 p.m. start time. It's the series finale. The Marlins looking to avoid a sweep. And at 7:30 tonight in Fort Lauderdale, Inter Miami, they'll play the New England Revolution again, 7:30 p.m. start time. Inter Miami desperately looking for some points here. They're last place in the conference.
All right, very good.
Finally, guys, Hawk, you can make sure to call your friends, Jim DeJosephs and Dr. Chuck Metzger. Let them know that they have a Dungeons & Dragons buddy now that they can call to hit up. Vin Diesel. That's right, Vin Diesel is a huge fan of D&D. He's been playing for more than 20 years, and he wrote the foreword to a book called 30 years of adventure, a celebration of Dungeons and Dragons.
That does not surprise me for some reason.
Really?
Like, yeah,
really?
Vin Diesel, really? I think, isn't he kind of like a faux tough guy? Like,
oh, that's for sure.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, like that doesn't surprise me. And yes, my friends, Dr. Metzger and Jim DeJoseph, they love Dungeons and Dragons since their high school days.
It's weird.
And their kids picked it up, and they're proud of them, which is
what's going on.
I don't know. Yeah,
you
so.
Have to be a faux tough. You'd have to be a grown-up playing Dungeons and Dragons. I don't care what your disposition is. You're grown.
But, like, so Vin Diesel, does he sit down and play Dungeons and Dragons with friends?
Yeah, he must. And you know Vin Diesel, all about family, right? In the Fast and Furious movies. I mean, Toretto.
No, I don't know.
All about family. He is all about family. No, but it translates to real life.
I think I've seen Vin Diesel in one movie. I'm not kidding you. Boiler Room. I don't think I've seen him in it. Oh, what, was he in the Guardians of the Galaxy movies or something? Was he in any of the Marvel movies?
No.
No?
That's pretty much
it.
Fast and Furious and Boiler Room.
Boiler Room. That's the only thing I've ever
pitch
seen.
Pitch Black and all that
never
stuff.
Seen it.
His eyes were glossed.
Nope.
Yeah.
Boiler Room. I believe that's the only. Hold on. Let me look it up real quick here. But I can
imagine. But Vin Diesel's
if Nick
a weirdo.
Saban walks over right now, and I'll ask him about Vin Diesel.
Ask him about Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, that's a
no,
good question.
No, Hawk. That was a joke.
That's a good question.
Don't
though,
embarrass
isn't
me.
It?
Don't embarrass me. I'm terrified of this.
Coach, if I told you I had a couple friends, adults in their 50s, that like Dungeons and Dragons. Vin Diesel.
Yeah, man.
No, he was in Guardians of the Galaxy. I was right.
What
he's
was
Groot.
He?
He's Groot.
He's not in the movie then.
He's Groot. He's the actor that
no,
plays
the
Groot.
There's no actor that
he's
plays Groot. It's a stick.
Well, he's Groot.
No, it's a stick.
Okay, but that's it. I knew he was in Guardians of the Galaxy. You and Solana poo-pooed it. Like, no. I knew he was in there.
I thought you thought he was the big red
guy.
Yes,
you did.
I didn't. I've never seen Guardians of the Galaxy, and I didn't say anything.
Lie.
It was Crowder saying no.
Lie. Okay. It's 100% all right. Lie. All right. I'm telling you, there is a little hustle bustle coming our way from the Saban posse. So let's wrap this up here just in case he does walk over.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. Still hot as hell in Miami and the rest of South Florida. And that is your weather.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.